Security is being tightened on the Hudson Valley's most highly trafficked bridges because officials are concerned about domestic terrorism. Joseph Ruggiero is the executive director of the New York State Bridge Authority.
Just a couple of weeks ago, you saw those people arrested out in Cleveland for potentially trying to disrupt and blow up a bridge. So for folks to think that, you know, because it's been 11 years since the terrorist attacks, to think that we're behind, that's behind us is a little naive. And I think we need to be vigilant and prepared and, you know, put the most modern technology and communications around running a bridge system like ours. And, you know, we have 80 miles worth of geography we're responsible for.
Ruggiero points out that a coordinated security and intelligence effort will enhance public safety. In the Ohio case, five men were arrested as they allegedly arranged to pick up C4 explosives, which would have been used to destroy a highway bridge just south of Cleveland. Ruggiero notes the enhanced New York security effort is being deployed along the Mid-Hudson, Newburgh Beacon, Kingston Rhinecliff, Rip Van Winkle, and Bear Mountain bridges.
Last year, we constructed a command center. We had a Homeland Security grant that we put a lot of new technology on our bridges in terms of surveillance cameras and other technologies that are helping us, you know, in our fight against terrorism and making sure the bridges are secure. And what we've done now is we've enlisted a security consultant to come in and help do a general assessment and overview of our security of our facilities, as well as integration of our systems to make sure we're approaching this in the best manner possible.
All five bridges are monitored at a central control room. The New York State Bridge Authority retained HNTB Engineering, a company that's been around since 1914. The firm designed the first modern turnpike and a significant portion of the U.S. interstate highway system. Ruggiero says work is underway.
They are doing an assessment and consulting, looking at our systems, helping us with some protocols and things like that. They're engaged. They started already. And we did go through a vetting process of similar firms, and this one, they rose to the top. We take the issue of security very seriously, and we are working every day to improve our systems and to make sure that traveling public can use our facilities in the safest way possible.
Officials with HTNB declined to comment. The company website indicates HTNB is experienced in bridge planning. The price tag for the five Hudson Valley bridges comes to approximately $93,000, paid in full by a Homeland Security grant. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.